I want you to get up now. I want all of you to get up out of your chairs. I want you to get up right now and go to the window, open it, and stick your head out and yell, I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore.
Listen, all you motherfuckers.
Politics, politics, humor, humor, tequila, tequila, and an IQ of under 64. Yeah. You're listening to Arch Cop Radio, 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 Radio.
Hi, my name's Bart. You're listening to Bart Cop Radio. How you doing? This is show number 45. Glad to have you with us. Boy, today's show's going to be weird now. I just know this one's going to cost me a lot of subscribers, but hey, what are you going to do? As some of you know, we've sort of semi-backed off the family-friendly experiment because, frankly, it failed. I was hoping to get a little bump out of going family-friendly, and what I got is a kick in the ass. So we're going back to being real. Who gives a fuck? All right, let's get started. Where's that checklist? Here it is. What's on checklist? Shout out Chinako. All right, let's get started. I loves my Chinako. You should taste how good it goes with that corn. Oh, the corn. Let me tell you about the corn. The corn is in, and it's real good, but it's not that good. What we have is a failure to come up with any heat in Oklahoma in July. Yesterday, I'm driving around to look at my, I got one of them fancy temperature deals in the car, and it says it's 71 at 4 o'clock on June 30th. Now, I'm sorry, it's supposed to be 101 on June 30th in July, but this global warming, something about the waves and the currents and something, I don't know, I can't explain it, but I know it's supposed to be hot in Oklahoma in July. This is July 1st, it's still not hot. Oh, Lord, send us some heat. The corn is only like 8 or 9 inches long. It's supposed to be about 12, 15 inches long. You can't get the master perfect corn without 100 degree heat. So hopefully, I have never said 50. I've never said this before. Hopefully, it'll be hot this summer in Oklahoma in July. Okay, big, big show. Time to lose some subscribers. Let's go.
This is www.bartcop.com.
Welcome to the Capital Gang. I'm Mark Shields with a full Capital Gang. The publication of Bill Clinton's memoir, My Life, produced heavy news media coverage and long lines for the former president's personal appearances. The former president assailed independent counsel Kenneth Starr in his book and in media interviews.
One of the reasons he got away with it is because people like you only ask people like me the questions. You gave him a complete free ride. Who cares if Starr sends FBI agents to their school and rip them out of their school to humiliate them, try to force their parents to lie about me?
Ken Starr was asked about President Clinton's personal animosity toward him.
I regret it, but again, I understand it. There are very few individuals who are caught up in the process of criminal justice who walk out saying how much I love the prosecutor.
To my knowledge, Kenneth Starr has never done an adversarial interview. He's never been asked questions where someone could say, excuse me, Judge, I specifically asked you this question. I didn't ask you the one you answered. I asked you this. Please answer this question. As far as I know, he has never, ever done an interview like that. He refuses to be put in a position where he can't give some bullshit preformed answer like the idiot smirk does. He wants to be able to say, oh, blah, 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 and that's over. As far as that crap about, oh, nobody likes the prosecutor, well, that means you could do anything in the world to some guy. And when it's over, say, oh, well, nobody likes prosecutor. And that's not how it works. If I remember my numbers correctly, Clinton said there were, in the entire Kenneth Starr impeachment referral, there were two references to Whitewater, and there was 78 or 82, something like that, references to sex. It was always about sex. This lying son of a bitch refuses to be put in a position where he has to answer for his crimes. He always does these puff interviews or these one-liner interviews where he says, well, I can't comment on that, but it's a sad situation that the president feels that way. Bullshit. This is a cowardly bastard who refuses to be held accountable for his crimes. And like Clinton said, to this day, nobody is holding him to the same standard they're holding Clinton to.
Margaret Carlson, what does this big book do for Bill Clinton's place in history?
Well, his place in history is determined by his actions, not by the book. And like most presidential books, this one, by all accounts, is dull and self-serving.
What a whore Margaret Carlson has become. I'm so old, I remember when she had a little bit of integrity. I remember when she was half honest. But she has turned into a complete whore. She has not read this book, but by all accounts, it's a really, 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 really bad book. Slut, why don't you do your fucking homework and read the book and then give us your bullshit opinion paid for by whoever's writing the biggest checks. You are a slut. Why don't you shut your damn mouth until you have an informed opinion instead of parroting every right-wing monkey you heard? Just this book.
Now, I know there'll be one person on the panel who will have read all 937 pages, and to that person, I say get a life. Eventually, I will read it. I read Mrs. Clinton's book, and I think there's a similarity in that it's a data dump of the Palm Pilot and the foreign trips and what they saw in Greece, and not as much about as what we would like.
Margaret Carlson, you are a gutter slut. You're saying, oh, both those books were about policy and the presidency and places they went and deals they struck and people they met and things they had to do. Where was all the sex? That's what I wanted. I wanted the sex. I'm a dirty little whore. I wanted to hear Bill's sex. That's all I want. Sex, 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 you little slut.
And in Bill Clinton's case, all about his elementary school years in Arkansas.
Excuse me, slut, but do you even read? What was the name of the book? Was the name of the book My Presidency and My Sex with Monica? No, slut. His book was called My Life. That's what he wrote about, slut. You know, disliking Republicans is one thing, but I really, really don't like sluts, whores, traitors, backstabbers, opportunists, and sluts. Margaret Carlson, you are all of the above. Oh, you're not going to hear me talking this way about Cato Byrne, probably. I mean, she's a lying slut, too, but she has never pretended to be a Democrat and then turned because, oh, my God, Bill Clinton had sex. Oh, my God, I got to change everything I've ever believed in. I got to jump over to the dark side and make fun of everything I've ever believed in my whole life to make more money, slut.
It's selling well, unlike Nixon, Carter, Reagan, which sold fewer than a 500,000 copies.
Hey, Margaret, we all know that it's selling very, very well. Why do you think you're breaking some scoop here 6 days after the book's come out? What the hell's wrong with you? And this bullshit about the book is boring and self-serving. Well, who the fuck do you think he should be serving in his damn memoirs? What are you, an idiot? What's he supposed to write glowing praise about Newton, Kenneth Starr? How stupid are you? One other thing, you're probably wondering why I chose to highlight her bullshit, because, you know, Margaret Carlson's been on television, 40 years? 45 years? She can't learn after all these decades. She hasn't been able to train herself to speak a little better than that. I've been in radio nowhere near a year, and I've had to train myself to not go, between every sentence. Why the hell can't Margaret Carlson? Aren't you supposed to be a professional? You're a professional TV talking yap, yap, yapstress. Why the hell don't you learn how to speak?
And selling better than Mrs. Clinton, which I hope we find out how that works out within the household. Maybe he's going to be sleeping on the couch again.
I know it's wrong to hit a woman, but is it wrong to slap a slut? God, if I was there, I would just have to, you'd have to tie my hands behind my back because I just would want to slap this bitch silly. What an idiot. Oh, and God, there's some words I'd like to use, but I just better not. But what a slut. I wonder if Bill's going to sleep on the couch again. What, if he outsells her, she's going to put him on the couch? God, you're stupid. Bitch, how did you get this job?
Beating his wife on the New York Times bestseller list.
Now watch, a pig like Rush is going to say, I heard Margaret Carlson say that Clinton beats his wife. That's how these monkeys make their money, on the lowest goddamn denominator that they can find in the whole country. And trust me, the smarter people on our side and voters are extra stupid. So they've got the, whatever the opposite of the cream or the cream is, that's what they got on their side. That's how Rush makes his money. Every time an ignorant, racist diddle monkey, every time some ignorant, uneducated diddle monkey hears Rush come out with some slur like that, another devil in hell gets his wings.
Bob Novak.
I think it's an unreadable book. It includes a lot of lies, too. He lies about Catherine Willie.
But Bob, if you were in the room and witnessed the president attack Ms. Willie, why the hell didn't you do something to stop him? Why didn't you jump in between them and say, stop that, Mr. President. You can't do that. You're the president. Now quit that and behave yourself. Why didn't you do that, Bob? Oh, that's right. It's because you weren't fucking there. You're saying the president lied about it. You weren't there. Two people have a claim. You look, one's got a D, one's got an R, so you jump on her side and call the other man a liar. You're a small man, Novak, but I like you a lot better than that slut Carlson.
I mean, the only woman he ever admits anything with is when they got the goods on him. Otherwise, he denies everything.
Look at Novak sitting there. I'll bet he's got a hole in his pants pocket. And with one hand, he's rubbing himself. And with his mouth, he's whining about how Clinton didn't give him details on all the women he's ever had sex with. Like, that belongs in a presidential memoir. Novak, if you want to buy some porn, I'm sure there's some shops in D.C. that'll sell it to you. But why do you look for porn in the president's memoirs? What kind of pervert are you sitting there rubbing yourself that way, Bob?
And the anger, he's supposed to be a good guy. He isn't a good guy. And the anger toward Ken Starr is just palpable. You saw it in that he almost lost it with that BBC interview. He looked like he was going to jump out of his skin.
First of all, what a hand job metaphor. He looked like he was going to jump out of his skin. Well, gee, that's really descriptive. Number two, let's look and see if Clinton would have any reason to be angry. You know, before Clinton, the entire news media and the media in general had a totally different standard. Before Clinton, if you ran up, well, just look at Bush. One reporter from CNN asked Bush on camera if it was true he had an affair, and he said, oh, what a horrible question. I'm not going to answer that anymore. And they banned her from the White House. That's how the standard used to work. If someone heard a rumor, the whore New York Times and the whore Washington Post didn't rush it into print on the front fucking page in big giant 4-inch letters above the fold where everybody could see it. President had affair with crack whore black baby deemed his. This is what happened between Bush 1 and Clinton. Before Clinton, there was always a gentleman's agreement in Washington. We're not going to talk about our sex lives. Nobody ratted on the first Bush. Nobody ratted on Reagan. Nobody ratted on... Well, Jimmy Carter didn't have anything to rat on, but nobody ratted on Ford, nobody ratted on Nixon, nobody damn sure ratted on Gingrich. All these guys, what do you think powerful men do? Open your eyes, open your ears. I don't know if I'm speaking to the men or the women here, but Chris Rock said it best, a man is as loyal as his options. If I had Sharon Stone sloppy drunk all over me all the time, please, Bart, please let me have some, please. I might get weak, you know what I mean? But that doesn't happen, so it's easy. But in Washington, when you get all that power, power is the ultimate aphrodisiac. And since Henry Kissinger said that it fucking must be true, if he was getting laid, could there be any more testament to the power of power if Henry Kissinger's getting laid? Yeah, Clinton has a reason to be mad. He got to Washington and they rewrote the rules to fuck him. That would piss off anybody. I think Clinton has shown enormous restraint. To change the rules, remember all the president's men? We got to get it from two independent sources. When Clinton came around and said, fuck it, if we hear it, we're going to print it. Of course he's got a reason to be mad. They changed the rules just to fuck him. Think about it. Think you're standing on second base. You got your foot on the damn bag. And the referee comes over and tags you with no ball. The referee, the umpire, tags you with no ball in his hand and says you're out. You say, what the fuck are you talking about? I'm standing on second base. You're not even in this game. You don't have a ball in your hand. They say, we changed the rules. Now, is that going to piss you off standing on second base and they call you out because the umpire touched you? Huh? Is that going to piss you off? Yeah. Anybody would be pissed off. Clinton has shown remarkable restraint. Put me in that position and see what kind of explode. Yeah, you want to see someone jump out of your skin? I'll jump out of mine and into yours, mother.
Hunt, look, I have not read this book. I've skim read parts of it.
Right.
But I could have told you 3 months ago or 3 years ago some of the reactions. Paul Begala would hail it as a tour de force, and if he'd written the Magna Carta, Bob Novak would say it was outrageous.
And isn't it sad that there's nobody on all of television, at least nobody pops into my head, that you can depend on to tell the damn truth? Wouldn't it be nice if there was somebody that could say, This book was not bad. It was a little dull in parts, but it offered a fascinating view of this and of that. And maybe he spent too much time on his childhood, but I really enjoyed the parts about the summits and the Yeltsin and the this and the that. No, you can't get, there's not one son of a bitch in this country that I know of, there's my qualifier, that will give you a straight answer about anything in politics. If you know someone in politics that gives you the straight answer, but there's really nobody who can stand in the middle and call it like it is, and isn't that a damn shame? Commentators these days, it's this guy hates Clinton, this guy loves Clinton, let's the two of them fight, and whoever's the better fighter is going to win. It doesn't matter who's right. It's like a trial. It's like Kobe Bryant or Scott Peterson. It doesn't matter if he did it or not. The guy with the best lawyer is going to win.
But, Kate, how do you account for this incredible turnout? I mean, it's become an event, a major event, not simply where he appears, but even where he isn't appearing. People turning out in record numbers to buy this book.
Although you'll read plenty else in this huge, boring, undisciplined mess of a book.
Kate, did you read the damn book, or are you just spouting the Nazi line? I think you ought to make that clear. When you start to talk about how good is this book, shouldn't you have to mention up front if you had read The Son of a Bitch or not? Isn't that number one? Sidebar. Same for Bush's tax cuts. If you're going to sit there and look the camera in the eye and say, these tax cuts are going to help America and they're going to help the little people and they're going to create jobs, shouldn't you have to say how much you make? How the hell is a vulgar pig boy with his $300 million going to honestly tell you this tax cut is good for America because he's going to get $3-4 million out of the deal? Of course he's going to lie. He'll say Clinton's the best president we ever had for $3 million. All these people whining about Michael Moore's movie. Oh, it's a whole movie full of lies, but I haven't seen it. Well, you dumb son of a bitch, go see it and then criticize it. Give us a list. Give me a list of what Michael Moore lied about. If he lied, same way with Scott Peterson. If they come up with some real proof that Scott Peterson did it, I say, well, let's not hang the guy, but we'll put him in prison for the rest of his life. But he bought a boat and didn't tell her parents, please, that is not proof of murder, and I wish these people would quit saying it is. The whole thing about watching that Scott Peterson, the round table with Nancy Grace and them other crazies, it's just like politics. Nancy Grace never in her entire life met a defendant who was innocent. And the defense attorneys, they will explain away the bloody knife in the guy's hand with the fingerprints and it's still sticking out of the girl's neck. Again, you can't get any honesty out of anybody anymore.
You will not read that 12 people went to jail in Arkansas as a result of Whitewater, including corruption, including a sitting governor.
Hey, Cato, there's a reason why you're not going to hear about the 12 people in Arkansas who were convicted, because the name of the book is My Life. Those people in Arkansas had nothing to do with Clinton. They had nothing to do with his life. Why should he put that in there? I'll bet he didn't put the story of the 1980 Olympic hockey team in there, too. You know why? Because he didn't have a damn thing to do with that. He didn't have anything to do. Jim Guy Tucker made some kind of kickback deal with some cable or something. I don't know. But what the hell's that got to do with Clinton? You think Clinton was supposed to hire detectives to follow around people in Arkansas he didn't like? Gene Lyons mentioned it again in his last column. Jim Guy Tucker and Clinton, they weren't even friends. They damn sure weren't associates. I believe Jim Guy Tucker was lieutenant governor when Clinton was governor, but I think in Arkansas they elect him, you know, they don't elect a ticket. You vote for this guy president, or you vote for this guy governor, you vote for this guy lieutenant governor, and they didn't like each other, but they had to work together. But the idea that they went and got Jim Guy Tucker, how the F does that have anything to do with Clinton? Look at all the people. Reagan knew, what was it, 132, 138 people who either had to resign or plead guilty to crimes. Now, why isn't that Reagan's fault? Are we going to find that in the Reagan biography? No.
So those FBI agents, their investigations paid off.
Paid off? Well, let's see. We had the New York skyline rearranged. We lost about 3,000 people, but it paid off because we got Jim Guy Tucker in Arkansas. Gee, that's a good trade, you dumb, ignorant slut. What is wrong with you? You just said that it was better that we got Jim Guy Tucker behind bars and let New York burn. What the fuck is wrong with you?
It's not a very important book.
Now, what does that mean? It's not a very important book. Well, compared to who? Compared to Reagan's book, it must be more important because more people want it. Compared to Ford's book? Compared to a book that Bush didn't write? What a dumb shit thing to say. It's not an important book. Well, I don't know. Name an important book. How to Land an Airplane When the Pilot Dies? Yeah, that's probably an important book. What an idiot. Besides, we don't even know if she read the book. For all we know, this monkey is taking money to diss a book she's never read because she is a whore. She's on the payroll. She's not there to give her opinion. She's there to give her employer's opinion. If you didn't read the book, shut the F up and listen to someone who has read the book.
It's a mess. It's undisciplined. It ultimately won't matter.
Yeah, like someone's going to buy a book because it's clean and disciplined. Oh, have you read the new Clinton book? It is so disciplined. Oh, the discipline will jump out at you as you sit there and read it. You're a stupid cow, Cato. You know that? And talk about the book won't matter. Well, again, compared to fucking what? It won't matter. Compared to a stick of gum? Yeah, it's probably more important than a stick of gum. Compared to a plane being shot out of the sky over Iraq? No, it's probably more important, the plane in the sky in Iraq, than Clinton's book. But what an idiot. Compare it to something, slut. Don't say it doesn't matter. Compare it to the book that your guys wrote.
I think an awful lot of people are buying it owing to the sex scandal, frankly. Monica ought to be getting some royalties from this book.
Monica should be rewarded for coaxing a married man into committing a sin? Why should she be rewarded, Cato? I thought you sluts were the party of family values and that kind of crap. Why do you want the adulteress to be rewarded? The temptress, the woman who went to Washington with the idea that she was going to get her presidential knee pads. Why should that woman be rewarded?
They're going to be disappointed because, as Bob said, he still lies. If there's no forensic proof, he still denies things.
Translated into real English, she's saying, Clinton refuses to admit everything that our side has said about him is true. She just said, you just heard it from her slut mouth, if there's no proof, he's going to deny it. Well, what the hell makes you think it's true if there's no proof? It wasn't all that long ago, everybody ought to remember. When Clinton came into office, there was no Fox News, there was no CNBC, there was no MSGOP. All those networks sprung up so they could cover Clinton's cock. It's that simple. They exist only because they manufactured lies about Bill Clinton. And the idea, Clinton's supposed to admit to every one of the lies you guys manufactured. And if he doesn't, he's lying. Well, what kind of insane justice is that? What kind of fairness is that? He refused to admit it, so he's lying. Well, how about you prove it's true? How in the hell is Clinton going to prove he didn't sleep with some girl? No, if you're going to say he did, you need to prove it. You got to remember now, the atmosphere, anyone with a claim suddenly shot to fame. Jennifer Flowers, last I heard, was between 2 and 3 million, and that was 5 years ago. Another one is Paula Jones. She wanted to settle that lawsuit, and they kept saying, no, 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 you can't. We got him. We're going to get him. You can't settle that suit. And at Lenigan Court, you have to. You have to. We're going to get him. We're going to get him. Anybody with a claim. I'm surprised Juanita Broderick doesn't have her own show on Fox. But any monkey with a claim, Dolly Kyle Browning, she got her little deal on Fox. I don't know if she wrote a book. Probably did. But anybody with a claim immediately was put on Fox News and every channel that would have her. That includes the networks, that includes CNN, everybody. Anybody with a claim suddenly became all the satellite trucks are sitting in front of your front house. Anybody with a claim. And Cato Byrne, in effect, just said everybody with a claim was telling the truth, and Clinton is lying about every one of those.
Margaret Carlson in New York, I know that 22 million new jobs were created, that the deficit disappeared under Bill Clinton. I listened to Bob Novak, and that's only testimony and tribute to the genius of Reaganomics. I mean, is it basically the case that he's become just a football for one side or the other to laud or to attack?
What we concentrate on is that he, you know, the Monica parts and the distraction that caused, and you weigh these things together.
But Margaret, who caused the distraction? Certainly not Clinton. He didn't want to spend 2 years on this. It was the Republicans. Why don't you blame the people who were at fault? They saw an acorn on the ground, and they thought, if we water this for a few years, it might grow into something. Jesus, why hold Clinton responsible? Yes, he did a bad thing, but he didn't insist the nation spend. Clinton didn't put blowjob into the vernacular. Clinton didn't make blowjob dinner conversation. That was the Republicans. That was Gingrich and DeLay and all that whole pack of House managers, those sons of bitches, who didn't want a legally elected president to finish his term. That's how the Republicans play. They fucking cheat.
And it looks like it wipes it out, but it doesn't. And certainly even Bob would wish for those days of the Clinton administration when he was doing far better than he's doing under Bushonomics.
Well, the whole panel's guilty of this. Nobody wants to talk about the Clinton years. When they say, what's in Clinton's book? Let's go to the Monica page. Nobody cares about the peace and prosperity. Nobody cares that Clinton caught the terrorists that attacked the World Trade Center in 93. Nobody cares that Clinton never sent a man in a battle who didn't come home. Nobody cares about any of that. This whole panel, all they want to talk about is Koch and Monica. This is crazy. We don't care about the bombing of New York. We don't care about losing 1,000 soldiers in Iraq. Let's talk some more about Monica. Christ, what the collective IQ of this panel must be 40. And to make it worse, they give Bush a pass on all the very real crimes. Here we're still wanting to call Clinton a liar because of Monica, but meanwhile, we got 1,000 dead almost in Iraq because the son of a bitch who stole power lied about it just to get rich. But no, let's talk some more about Monica. Even the liberals, the Democrats, they only want to talk about Monica.
As a matter of fact, what he was a very mediocre president.
The mediocre president tripled the stock market, created 22 million jobs, gave us peace and prosperity. But again, compared to who? Bush has lost millions of jobs. He's killed almost 1,000 soldiers. He maybe has killed 10 to 15,000 innocent Iraqis. But he's a great president because someone put a war in front of his title. He's a war president, so he's great. But the guy with the 22 million jobs and the peace and prosperity and the triple the stock market, mediocre.
I would just point out to my friend Kate that those 12 people who went to John Arkansas, not a single one had anything to do with Bill Clinton and Whitewater, except someone like Susan McDougal who wouldn't tell those partisan prosecutors what they wanted to hear.
Last word, Al Hunt.
Well, I'll be damned. One of the alleged lefties had the balls to say something right. He had the balls to stand up and say, hey, you're lying. Those 12 had nothing to do with Clinton. Wow. Al Hunt, go figure. Al Hunt finally got out of his own urine to stand up and say something. Congratulations, Al.
What the hell is a Bart cop? If you don't know,